Welcome to 3 Minute Review.
Oh, hi. The loneliness of the American man.
What?
That's what we've been talking about this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's true. About me.
About you.
And how lonely I am. Hey, where are you going?
I'm
going
to ask the question that I think is central to the thing that we're going to be talking about today.
I'll just go get my coffee.
Who would you call in the middle of the night if you were sick and afraid? If I didn't exist, who would you call in the middle of the night if you were sick and afraid?
Why am I sick and afraid? I don't know. Do I need to call someone? Like, is it an emergency?
Yes.
911?
Okay, answer the question for real.
I don't know.
Would you call Jane?
Well, like, I guess it depends what I need. Am I calling for, like, emotional support or, like, physical, like,
you know,
help?
You know when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, oh my god, I'm, like, actually really sick, I shouldn't call 911 because I'm not sure how sick I am, and I'm also afraid, and that's compounding how bad I feel, so I just need to, like, call someone to talk to them to see if I should be calling 911, somebody who knows me really well, somebody who can ask me the questions of, like, you know, who's interested enough in my mind and my body in order to ask me the right questions.
First of all, I think most people would just not call someone and would just suffer.
Okay.
If I was going to call someone,
of the American man.
No, I was just logistically, I was like, I feel like I'd want to call someone who's in the same city as I am.
Right.
Just like, just in case.
Claire or Jana, probably.
Probably, yeah. Just because I feel like they're the ones that would.
They have taken care of you in the past,
and they are close. Yeah. Physical proximity feels like it matters in this.
It was like when we were making our bug out plan after therapy a couple of weeks ago, and you know, if we were like apart and the big one hit, you know, you were like, where do you think that I would go if home wasn't an option? And I was like, oh, Claire and Jana's place. And then it was like, what are you doing?
Are you telling a story or are you looking at me?
And then I said the place that I would go would be Paul and Janie's house.
And then what did we decide that the actual place was?
Well, we decided that, like, if Atwater Village was fucked, we would go to Claire and Jana's place. But, like, if only part of Atwater Village was fucked, we would go to Paul and Janie's place.
Like, if our house was fucked.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's a good question. It was like, Mike and I have been trying to crack this show idea for a while, and it's like, when you are cracking a story,
us and someone else, but we
can't, yeah, we exactly, we but it's all secret. But like, there's this problem that one gets into when there is a big idea that, like, instead of going all the way down and distilling it, frequently what will happen is that, like, one will, and I fall victim to this all the time, is that you just extrapolate out because you're like, oh, this plot point could happen and this plot point could happen, this, and you're like, but no, but what, like, what story are we telling, and what is the theme, and what is this about, and what are we solving for in terms of just like an existential feeling? And I was like, this morning I was on the seventh cosmic plane of my experience at my chiropractor, who's like a back witch, and he lays his hands on my body, and then I go to some other place. Some other time and place, and I was just like, oh no, we are simply telling the story of the loneliness of the American man. In this particular...
On a scale of 1 to 5, how do you rate the concept of the loneliness of the American man?
Oh, are you gonna fucking smash goodbye the moment that I give you a rating? What do you think I'm going to rate it?
A 3?
No, it's a 1. It's the